your designers are here.
I'm Anita with Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly with My Soulful Home. We've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
Today is episode 40, Lamps and Lampshades.
I love a good lamp.
And a lampshade, you're right.
Yeah, and you know, it's so hard to pick beautiful lamps. So it just adds so much to a room. But
I'm so glad you said that. I have found lamps to be one of the most difficult things to find, to choose, and to love.
Well, that's true. And usually, a lot of my lamps, because I do have the shop, I order mine wholesale because I've got access to all these wholesalers. So it is. It's very hard. I mean, it's so difficult that usually I just custom order something, after going through hundreds and hundreds of lamps, because I'm really, really picky.
Well, I think I'm probably picky too, but I don't do that. I don't want to. I end up buying most of my lamps at the thrift store, or I find something.
That's a great place to buy them if you don't mind redoing them.
And that's I've gotten some actually fabulous lamps at the thrift store also. So, yeah, I mean, I've gotten some Italian ones, and one I got that's a floor lamp that's hand-painted. It's kind of a Florentine style. It was made in Italy, and I got it for, I think, about $100 at the thrift store.
Oh, my.
My friend said she saw it. She said it was almost exact. Now, I changed out the lampshade because it was frumpy looking. But my friend said she saw almost the exact same lamp at a store for $1,500.
Well, yeah, I don't doubt it. And I think this is what happens. There are so many cast-off lamps because people think of the lamp and the lampshade as one unit, and they might not like the lampshade anymore. So they end up just donating the whole shebang, and usually the lampshade has got to go, but the base might be really interesting, or
you could upcycle it.
Yeah, you just upcycle it, or maybe it's just really simple, like a ginger jar, but it's not your right color. So what do you
do? Another thing is
you spray paint it.
That's
So the other thing is sometimes people turn in the lamps because they've stopped working. Well, I have a great I know a guy for everything. So I've got a lamp guy.
And I got a lamp guy too.
I know. So he can fix that. In fact, I bought a chandelier that that was from Europe, and he changed it out so that it would work with American wiring, and it was not expensive. But you know, like I said, he's a good guy.
Okay, let's talk about the different types of lamps before we get into all the good stuff. I always think of you have to build the foundation first.
That's true.
Before
and
you
I
get
like
to
jump
the
to the pretty stuff.
I do too.
I'm pulling myself back here.
Okay, let's talk about some types of lamps. What are some types of lamps?
Floor lamp. Table lamp.
Task lamp.
Task lamps. Absolutely. And how about mood lamps? Mood lighting.
And I'm going to say buffet, because that tends to be the taller, skinnier lamps.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know, when I'm thinking of mood lighting, I'm thinking of when we talked about the kitchen podcast, you have that cute little lamp tucked in that corner, just to give a little light in case somebody needs to come down and have a glass of milk or water or a cookie or something like that in the middle of the night. Yeah, so those kinds of lighting, I look at them differently than, let's say, track lighting or overhead lighting, which you know is not my favorite. Because what you're doing is you're flooding an area with those lamps with light. And I think it's so pretty when you have lamps that just a little bit of that rounded flood area overlaps one another. It's like layering.
Yeah, that's it's warm and cozy. It's so much cozier than the overhead lighting. So I do love having lots of lamps in a room.
I've been getting into floor lamps lately.
Well, I have a couple, but I don't have many. But there are some really cool ones out
there. They're beautiful, and you can put them in the greatest spots. Like if you don't have a table that's big enough, you can put a floor lamp there so you can have other things on a table. Or if you don't have a table at all, it's great to add that light or to light up a corner where you need it.
And if you're building a house, just keep that in mind. Are you going to have a table in the middle of the room? And if you are, just make sure you put it in the plans to put that floor outlet in so that you can plug a lamp in there, which is what we did in our living room. But yeah, you've got to have places for those lamps, and I do love having them in every room.
Great tip, great tip. Okay, let's talk about a lamp base, because let's pull that apart. I can't even think of that I've ever used, if a lamp came with a lampshade, I don't think I've ever used the lampshade that came with a lamp.
Oh, well, I do, but, you know, some of them, they're beautiful. I mean, yeah, I usually do, but I tend to buy really expensive lamps.
So. Yeah, there you go.
I know. So then they are nice, but yeah, they're quite, but anyway.
And I tend to go the other way. Mm-hmm. I like expensive lamps, so I go for an expensive look and put on a shade. I'd rather buy a cheaper lamp and a better shade. Because I think a shade is it's a telltale sign of how good your lamp is.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I agree there. I think, I'm sorry, go ahead, Anita.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, that's the thing. When I buy a lamp at the thrift store, 99% of the time I have to change out that lampshade. But once I get a beautiful lampshade on, it kind of looks new then.
It does look beautiful. But let's just talk about the parts of a lamp. So when we're talking about things, we're all talking the same language. You have the base and you have the neck. Now the neck is, most lamps have a neck. Some do not. But the neck is just like the small area that connects the light socket to the base. So we'll talk base, neck, and light socket. What's your favorite shape of a lamp?
For me, it's probably a candlestick lamp. I love
those. Oh, okay. Yes, and you have beautiful ones.
Thanks.
Have you ever wired your own, you have gorgeous candlesticks, period. Have you ever wired any of those to be lamps?
I haven't, but you know, you can do that, and I know people that do that. And that's one of the things I buy from this one guy at Round Top, who takes these old salvage pieces and makes them into these gorgeous lamps. So there's one lamp we have that's kind of an old picket from a fence. It's got the paint kind of chipped off, and he's made it into a lamp, and it is gorgeous.
Oh, that's right up my alley. How about you, Kelly? What kind of a lamp do you sort of tend to gravitate towards?
I don't know, all different lamps. It really depends on, where the location is. I do love a thin, tall buffet lamp, something that's, I tend to kind of want my lamps not to scream too loud normally. And, maybe if I'm going to bring in some texture or something more interesting, maybe doing it in the shade, as you mentioned. But every once in a while, I'll find something, some kind of kooky lamp at the thrift store or something that you think, this is just too fun. And if you clean it up or spray paint it or something. But usually I'm going for a simple, maybe a ginger jar. Just something's pretty straightforward. I have had some items transformed into lamps. One being was a wooden candlestick, really big and chunky. Probably almost 20 inches at the base bottom, and it had sort of the prong to stick the
candle
in it.
That is chunky.
Yeah, it's really chunky.
It's 20 inches across or tall?
Yeah, a circle. At the bottom. Yeah, the diameter.
Oh, wow, that is big.
It's really big. And so it wasn't a pair, and it was just this candlestick, and I thought, it's got this great patina on it. So I had that made into a lamp. It trims out as it goes up.
That is lamp worthy.
Yeah, it's lamp worthy.
Sounds gorgeous.
It's a very big lamp. And then another thing was one of those demijohn.
Yes.
I thought, well, that'd be so pretty. I just wanted to put it on the floor. Like, what do you do with it? Again, rather large. The thing about that, and I think it's called a French cord or something. Anita might ring in on that if she knows. But when you can see the cord come through.
Well, usually if it's a jar like that, I think usually they do the cork stopper, and then the cord does not actually go through the glass.
Yeah, well, we did the cord through the glass, and
he must have drilled a hole for it in the bottom.
Yeah, he drilled a hole for it and put rubber plug up things. But anyway, it's really pretty, and it's kind of got that little bit of a green tint to it. That kind of glass.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
And it's really pretty, nice. And I have a burlap shade on it, and I love that. But I'm always
good combination.
Yeah, I have a guy. Like you have a guy.
You have a guy.
My guy's Freddie. And I get Freddie.
Hey, Freddie.
Freddie's like 89 or something. He's been doing this for forever. He loves what he does, and he gets totally psyched if I bring him something weird and I want to make it into a lamp. So it's fun, you know.
I was at Luckett's yesterday, as a matter of fact.
She went without Luckett's.
Yes. If you don't know what Luckett's is, it's this huge, vintage, quirky, very famous sort of antique store. It's huge.
And Miss Mustard Seed, does she have a booth still there?
Well, during like the spring market and the fall, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And right now, Amy Howard is... who handles all their chalk paint. So there was just like a real kinship there. But anyway, nice. I found these gorgeous white ginger jars. Mm. Oh, they're huge. And they have a lid. So I'm thinking, and I got the pair and they were so reasonable. Mm. And I'm thinking, well, do I make them into a lamp? Because I need lamps for our master bedroom. Or do I leave them as, you know, just these gorgeous white ginger jars that I'm going to probably craze or do something to them, make them a little more chippy. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so, that brings up another point, because I like my lamps to match in a room. I like, you know, I don't go too matchy-matchy, mm-hmm. but I mm-hmm. love a matching pair of lamps. So, mm-hmm. you know, if there's a, so that's another option is, do you do two or do you just do one? You know, that's just something else to think about, what your design aesthetic is.
Yeah, lamps are definitely swoon worthy. And the lamp that I get asked about so much, and that lamp must be, oh gosh, it's, well, we had it before we moved into our this house, so over 21 years old. It's a black hen, and it was during my I Love Roosters phase, but I've never been sort of...
I had a I Love Roosters face.
Mm-hmm. But I just
well,
don't
you know
go
I
like
did too. And
I know you did.
I painted mine gold.
Oh, yeah. I think she had a Tuscan face too. Mm-hmm. She had a Tuscan face. She's just not telling us about the Tuscan face.
I know. Well, anyway, I didn't go overboard, but I found this hen, and it's sort of black and white, and it really looks feathery, and it's sitting. And then it has a black and white toile shade. So it has pretty. A real French look to it, mm-hmm. But it doesn't look like, oh gosh, that was during your rooster phase. And I contemplated on many occasions throwing it out or giving it away or doing something mm-hmm. with
setting
it.
Setting it free.
Setting it free. Letting it
free
fly. The,
rooster
so it
lamp.
Would fly the coop. That's right. Exactly
that is
right.
So funny, because I'm sitting here looking at a rooster lamp left over for my rooster face. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with
it. But you know what? I'm not doing it, because it transcends. Some things transcend phases, and thank goodness mm-hmm. this does. But the lamp, it's a rooster, and the lampshade, this lamp would look totally tacky if it didn't have this beautiful black and white toile shade on it. Mm-hmm. Or the lampshade.
Well, and it could even be painted at some point if you wanted to.
Well, it's really perfect the way it mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. But if in the lamp, shade would look horrible if it wasn't on the lamp.
Well,
so I guess I have one lamp and lampshade combo. So I'm going to correct myself. So it just goes to show you, when you find that right fit, it's like magic.
Well, right. And I have some lampshades mm-hmm. that are hand painted that are just stunning. And they came with the lamps. So
And you know, you can paint lampshades. It's easy. Mm-hmm. One tip I do have is, if you get tired of your lampshade, just paint it with black chalk paint.
There you go.
It's awesome. And you can even do like a little design with chalk around the top and the bottom if you want. It mm-hmm. works fabulously. I actually have that on a post. I'll put that in the show notes. I think that when we buy a lamp, I tend to go bigger than smaller.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think... it's another one of those things, like, don't get a, you know, rug too small. Mm-hmm. Some of these things just don't work if you go too small. And usually, I agree with the lamps. Usually, if you have a choice, the bigger size typically mm-hmm. is going to be better.
Well, I think you're right. If it's going to be on a side table or a nightstand on either side, something like that. But I do seek out and covet the tiny lamp.
I know you
well,
do.
Well, I mean, love like a tiny a countertop. Yeah, for certain. Mm-hmm. For certain.
Right now,
uses,
I'm in the market for a tiny lamp to tuck in my that hutch that I have in my kitchen, and so there's such a little tiny bit of space between the counter-ish part of it and where mm-hmm. the hutch mm-hmm. part stops.
How about finding a little silver teapot and using that?
Oh, I'm gonna have to visit Freddie with my silver.
Yes, you know how we love the silver.
We do. Just one cautionary note. If you are like me and you head to the back of your Goodwill and you look at, you know, the housewares department and you're looking for lamps, you know, some of them are going to be fine and you'll find one from, you know, some a fairly new one. But if you find a super duper oldie that you really love and the cord has that thin wire,
oh, yes,
and if it looks a little frayed, or if it's the cloth wire, and so you know it's old, please, please, please either talk to an electrician or
that's a good
find a guy like Freddie and have ask them just to give it the once over, because the last thing you want is for that, you know, you put that little mood lighting on, you go out for the evening, you come home and your house is burned down. It can happen.
Would you know, this be careful.
These little just cautionary tales are wonderful. I mean, they are very valuable tips. So just make sure that you find your own Freddie.
Yes.
And if you have any,
because I am not sharing my Freddie.
Okay.
I'll tell you his name, but I'm not going to tell you where he is.
You find your own Freddie and have him look over your lamps. But you know, I really think if I had to pick, I think it's the lampshade that often makes the lamp.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, I have a different take on that. But
We have very different styles, too.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. And it's probably style appropriate.
It is. But I think that buying a lampshade that doesn't look cheap is so important.
Yeah, I agree. I'm tending towards Yvonne's position and here, Anita. I'm sliding that way. And now a good source for lampshades. In burlaps and different cool fabrics and even animal prints is Ballard. You know, really solid.
Yes.
Lots of different shapes and sizes.
Yes.
And if you're looking in a catalog or someone's, telling you about a particular lampshade, you know, they're going to give you the measurements in order, you know, 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
just so
I've
you know,
that.
When you're looking, that first number is going to be the top. So that'll be the top opening. How wide that is. Then the second one will be the bottom, and then the third number will be the side.
Well, and Kelly, you make a and Yvonne, you make a bit good point. I mean, if you've got a lamp that you think, I love this lamp, but it just looks a little dated to me, that's something you can do is just change out that lampshade a lot of times, and it'll give it a fresh new life.
Boy, that is just such good advice. But let's talk about, you have to be very careful when you're picking a lampshade for a lamp, because they have different ways of, lampshades have different ways of attaching to a lamp and vice versa.
Well, and so if you're shopping for a lampshade, definitely take that lamp with you, because you just don't know how it's going to fit on there unless you have it with you.
Well, mine must weigh like 40 pounds.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not in your case.
But for the most part, and actually I did get lampshades for my big heavy lamps, they were too small, so I had to take them back. But there's different things. A lampshade can be attached to your lamp but with a harp, and a harp is something that attaches on, it's a metal piece that attaches on either side of your socket, and it's tall, and your lampshade has what is called a spider or a threaded fitter. And then you put that on the harp, and then you put like a finial or something like that on the top of it. And you have to be careful, because harps come in different sizes according to how tall your lampshades are and how tall your light is too.
Yeah, and harps, you can. I have a little collection of them. In fact, I have just like a big Ziploc, and I have a few different ones that, you know.
When you're changing a lampshade out, that's a good point. It doesn't have
to be
the
same
size.
Kelly, you are my lamp hero.
Well, yeah, I was doing it over the weekend, because as I shared with Anita and Yvonne, I'm trying to create a space here where I can be on the podcast and have a nice little desk set up. So I was testing lamps just yesterday, and I found a shade, and then the harp is too big. I went to my Ziploc bag. I tried a different one. So I know that they come in half-inch increments.
Oh,
and
there you go.
Harps are super cheap to buy. You know, maybe we can grab a link or something and put them up there so you can find them.
Yeah, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. But that's a good idea. Say,
especially if you're like me, that you're buying all these different shaped weird lamps for, you know, $5 in various places, you might want to have a little collection of harps on hand, so you can test the different heights.
So if you're changing out the lampshade, it doesn't need to be the same height of the lampshade that you already have on there. But if you change the height of the, if you change the shade so it's a different height, you need to make sure you're using the appropriate sized harp with it.
And you know, here's a good idea. If you're going to give away or like send away an old lamp to, like, say, Salvation Army, Goodwill, your reuse it store, maybe you could save your harp. That sounds a little greedy, but it can be, but you never know when you, because I'm always in need of a harp. So I'm always like,
harps are going to, you know, Walmart
to look at the, yes, but here's the fun thing. If you use a harp and a spider fitter, you can add a finial to the top of your light.
Oh, I love a finial.
Okay. We said the good, I was going to say the F word, the good F word, finial. Whoops. The good F word, finial, and it makes everybody swoon. Mm-hmm. Not pass out, swoon. There's a difference. Right. And yeah, and you get, and that's another way you can just embellish and decorate your lamp.
And I and you can change out, is that what you said? Yeah, change out the finial to a beautiful
one. Oh, they're gorgeous. And I tend to like the harps the best because you can get a clip, you can get a slip-on and a clip-on. You can get all kinds of ways to put a lampshade on a lamp. But the other two most popular, I guess, is a clip-on where it literally... there's a piece on the lampshade in the center that clips over and it literally holds onto your light bulb.
And those tend to be smaller ones.
Yes, usually on smaller lamps, you're right. Mm-hmm. And then the slip-on, and it's, again, a part of your lamp, and it looks like a basket inside your lamp, and it goes over the socket. There's a hole that goes over the socket in the center of this basket, and you screw your light bulb to it. I don't care for either two of those because they sometimes make your lampshades look wonky. You know what I mean? Though, not straight.
Those, I just like those greatly because they are, it's just impossible to get that lampshade. Mm-hmm.
It
even.
Is. It yeah. is.
You and walk away you get, and you look again and it's crooked.
It's always, yeah.
But it is good on the little tiny, the little ones that I like. The little clip-on is
I think they're most common on little ones like
yeah,
that you like.
You can, you can usually straighten those up or tighten it up if you need to, the wire. So you can get those straight.
And sometimes even when you're using the harp, particularly if you're having a thrifted lamp or such, it's just not right. Maybe the finial, maybe the screw threads are not, don't go deep enough. And so the finial sits up too high. Mm-hmm. Just get yourself some washers from the hardware store.
Yes.
And there you go. You can, you know, again, have a little bag of those at the ready when you need one. And you could put, you know, one, two, three, and just until it gets tight. Until you can screw the finial till it's tight. And then the lampshade should stay in place.
What a good idea. And so you said the L word, lampshade. I love, like, the, I know. Let's talk about fabric. This is the fun part.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you like?
Can I say one thing first?
Oh, sure.
Now, this is for a quote-unquote normal lamp. Now, we know in all aspects of life, there's really no normal. Like, what is normal? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody think, oh, well, I'm normal, but, you know, maybe other people don't think I am normal.
The most commonly occurring.
Yeah, so the most common. So picture your normal, quote unquote, like ginger jar lamp or such like that. Normally, the shade's going to be a 40% of the height of the lamp base. Mm-hmm. And then it's normally supposed to be two times the base, the width of the base. So two times the width. And 40% of the height.
Except, well, yeah, that's
but
there
are there so
is, again,
many
exceptions in everything.
So many exceptions, right?
If it's a round lamp, like, that's an exception.
Right,
yeah.
And you're just going to eyeball it, and you're going to know, like, if you're seeing the bulb or the lights coming, you know, out in weird ways, that's a no-no. If
Something's wrong.
Right. If the neck is black plastic and you're seeing it, not good.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you can, you are... Well, that's the socket, but the neck, you should be able to see the neck. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I'm talking about the plasticky part.
Yeah, that's like, the socket. That's part of the socket. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a no-no. And here's my advice. I tend to go a little bit bigger than smaller, but let your eye be your guide because your eye's going to be your very best guide. If you look at it and say, you know, that'll do. That's not going to be good enough. Right. You really want to get that right, because the size of your lampshade to your lamp makes a huge difference in the overall look of your lamp.
Right. And if you, I agree with you 100%. And sometimes you can get a very different lampshade than what came on the lamp, but it still looks great. So I would try some things out. And if you can't tell by looking at it, shoot a picture of it and, you know, look at it
on your computer. I love that.
Send it to your friends, post it on Facebook and and see what other people think. But
yeah. Okay. I know what your favorite fabric for a lamp is, both of you.
Yes.
Is it linen?
Linen, of course. I love linen.
Where do you get good linen lamp shades?
Well, like I said, I mean, the lamps I buy usually come with the
linen lamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't do a lot of changing out.
Okay. Mine, I tend to like burlap because I've got, again, the American farmhouse thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and burlap's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The only thing, we talked about this before, I'll say it again, use a clear light bulb when you use burlap. Because your burlap's, you're going to see the light bulb through it when it's on. So you don't want it to be, you want it to be a clear. It looks much better. You know, you can make lampshades. Have any of you done that?
Yeah, I have. And I've done the string ones too on the metal.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm, those are fun.
Now, did you use like frayed fabric strips? Is that how you did it?
I actually used string.
I did.
So we're talking about the metal, really just the frame of a lampshade.
The frame. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've seen those, sometimes if it is just a lampshade stripped down, or other times it's like a reproduction just to look like a lampshade without any fabric on it. Yeah, I have one of those. I bought one at the Rose Bowl. It was a repro. It definitely had more metal on it than if you just took the casing or the fabric off a lampshade, and I did strips of white linen. It was really pretty. So you can use those in my other house. Yeah,
you can use the frames. Take all, if it's an old one. Actually, I just gave them away because I got tired of waiting to do this. But you can use those framed ones where there are vertical metal pieces that hold it in place. Usually there's just an upper ring and a lower ring. If you take the fabric off, you have two separate rings. But if it's one of those that's attached with the metal pieces, what you can do is put it on your lamp and just put an Edison bulb on and and then you're done.
And you're done. Right.
Oh,
I decided mine needed something because it was bigger. So I did little strips of white linen and it looks like little birds almost, like in an abstract way. Yeah, it's pretty. In fact, that was the one I was trying out on this lamp that I was telling you about yesterday.
Send us pictures.
Yeah, yes, I decided not to use that one because my harp was not right.
That's not the right kind of harp.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing, I know that you can actually make a fabric all the way around, you know, a solid fabric, and I'm just itching to make one of those. Have either of you girls done that?
Oh, no, to replace the fabric on a lampshade?
Yes, totally.
Well, I'm trying to think. No, I don't think I have done that. But it's one of those, it's been on my list, but I'm not sure I've done it.
Ooh, you know what, girls? That might be a fun project. We could do a three-way blog post.
Oh, yeah, that
would
be fun.
On doing that? Oh, yes. We'll have to set that up. Yes.
Well, and some of the lampshades are set up for you to cut your own fabric and put them on. They've got stick-em on them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I have.
They don't have those at the thrift store. I didn't see that.
No, I mean
I'm joking because that's where I get my lamps.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? Something I am itching to make is my canvas from canvaspeople.com.
Oh, yes.
And I want to remind everyone, because it's a limited time. I know we've mentioned that Canvas People have been kind enough to be sponsors of Decorating Tips and Tricks, and even kinder that they are offering our listeners a free, that's right, an F-R-E-E free 11.
It's really an amazing deal.
Yeah, 11 by 14 canvas, and all you have to do is pay the shipping. So you choose a photo of yours, of your kids, your dog, yourself, whoever, your garden, whatever you want your photo to be of, and Canvas People will transform it into a beautiful piece of artwork. So,
Kelly, I did that. It's so easy to do online.
Well, you know why I haven't done
I'm
it? I just can't decide what photo to use. But
well,
I have
that's
to,
me.
That's the tough choice.
Because I'm a photographer. You both have gorgeous pictures too. I can't decide. There's so many and I'm still looking, but I'm looking forward to getting mine.
I did the Christmas picture of Bobby, me, and the baby.
Oh, perfect.
Well, you have to have that.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Oh, that's beautiful.
For our bedroom. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. So it's a great Mother's Day gift or graduation gift or Father's Day gift or any day gift. Mm-hmm. So please take advantage of that. You know, it's a gift from canvaspeople.com. And you go to their site and put in the code decorating. And then they'll know you came from Decorating Tips and Tricks. And you will get your free 11x14 canvas. And we'll put that amazing. All in the show notes.
What did you say? You're a silly nilly if you don't. Is that what you said?
Silly Millie, if you don't do it.
Okay, there you go.
It's a freebie. Come on. What? Try them out. They know you're going to love it.
We love a good deal.
Deal doesn't get better than free.
No, that's no, true. It doesn't get better. And a really good free deal on top of it. Yeah,
right, high quality. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm sorry. I just had to tell you that.
I'm so glad.
I everyone to take advantage of that before the offer goes away.
That is a good thing.
Well,
Can we talk one more second? Okay.
Yeah.
What I want to talk about shapes. What shapes do you like of lampshades?
Well, I think the drum is very nice.
Me too.
It has a modern drum, absolutely. Feel, contemporary, mm-hmm. but not in a contemporary way. It's kind of timeless.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not too formal.
I love the drum shade too. I think that's my favorite. Although I have a lot of the others
drum
too.
Girl.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm a drum girl too. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of has to do with the fabric you put on a shade, that you work with the shape. The fabric and the shape go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. But you can't beat a drum.
Well, and I've got...
On that note, I think we better get out of town.
That was not pun intended, believe me.
Oh, my goodness. And one of my favorite lampshades is a velvet lampshade I have.
I don't have one of those, but that sounds gorgeous.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love lamps so much. This has been so fun. It's so fun hanging out with everybody.
It is.
So... we've had so much fun. So remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. So until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.